280-SIO, here is VA4KR.
VE7FLZ. VA3HRY, the one that go portable. Did you copy there, Henry?
Yeah, go ahead, Emil, VA3HRY.
Yeah, thank you for that message. I gave up on SunHub. SunHub hasn't been reporting my balloon for the last month and a half. And today, I guess, because it's in a warm climate, it decided to beacon, over.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking for my balloon, but yours showed up right away and just surprised me. And you'll notice it's the settings is on 12 hours, so this is recent. It just exactly where you said it was, and the equator is right about middle of Colombia, southern Colombia. So it's right there.
Yeah, it's just about to go into darkness. I guess it must be close to the equator. The grid is 0.06445-8368, so I guess the equator is the zero mark, over.
VE7FLZ.
You know, Emil, I go back to the same question. As soon as it crosses the equator, if it does, if it goes south of the equator, will it travel west, like we talked about, towards over the Pacific and towards Australia or, will it do that? So I'm going to keep looking at this.
Yeah, well, if you look at the windy.com, just below my balloon, the jet stream is going towards Australia, so I'm not sure how connected the jet stream is to the balloon there, but we'll just have to wait and see there, Henry. I have company here, so I can't stay long, but we'll probably catch you on the 8 o'clock try and Thursday night. 7-3 for now, Henry. Thanks for the message, and thanks for coming back. One Echo, Papa Portable, we're clear.
Yeah, okay, Emil. Thanks for the call, and as soon as I saw it, I knew I had to share it with you because it hadn't showed up on SunHub for the longest. 7-3, Emil. VE1, EP, VA3HR1, VA3HRY. Boy, oh boy.